About sheet also. Okay. As I am architect also and scenographer at the same time, so I have the 100% same experience with the newest movements in the experimental and alternative or independent theaters in Hungary, mainly in Budapest. I think the best to give you a whole picture about the chapter of Hungary in the planned book will be. So I decided to cut our chapter in three parts. The first will be, and it is made by an older colleague of us who was from the beginning, from 55, he was a member of the first, not alternative, not independent, but underground theaters in Hungary. Of course, it's hard to say, so I just make a little summary about these, 30 years of Hungary before the Berlin Walls fall. So it is a period which is completely different from the period of after Berlin Wall. So we cut it here, and then I will speak about the last 20 years movements in alternative theaters, and my young colleague Borbála will speak about the dance and movement theaters, which is newly last, 10 years, a new branch of theaters. And, you know, you have to make these categories, but the categories are never sharp walls. So it's just an order. So it was so wonderfully interesting for me. I was playing when I was at the university, so I was a member of a university company at the beginning of 70s. So I know exactly that even it was the dark communism, but all the institutions like high schools, universities, and culture houses each had a group of alternative theaters. So what is the role of the institutions, which is the formal state institutions were, and all the groups were playing against the state order. So it was a very funny situation. So watching this and to knowing that from the mid-70s and 80s in Hungary, the theater was the melting pot for the opposition. And I don't know if in your countries the theater had not this role. I know that the Czech friends had the same experience. So with us, the experience was that the theater is the place where the censorship cannot work really. So every night there is a communication between audience and performance, and if the police were there, so they changed the lines. And somehow it was a community feeling, and yes, musicians, philosophers, mathematicians, everybody had written plays in the 80s, and really it was the melting pot for the oppositions. So it will be the first chapter of our part. So for Hungary part, we'll speak about from the 50s until 89. And let me to turn to my part, my work here. And it will be about how the economy, how the political situation, and how the financial situation changed after the change. You know, each of our countries, I guess the Soros Foundation was there. Okay, I begin my prezi. I hope it will. Good. So it will be the introduction for it. So first of all, you know, the mid-80s in Hungary, it was quite a soft dictatorship. So as I told, so you never knew that she or he belongs to the power or to the opposition. So there were a very strange but very funny communication between persons who are in the power and who are really opposite. So this is the time when 85, the Soros Foundation arrives to Hungary. And somehow, after a few years, so the state let them to work in Hungary, and it is a beginning of the democracy in culture. So, you know, it's a foundation and you can apply for grants, and independent artists could do a lot of stuff. And basically the alternative theater from 85 began to develop extremely by the help of the Soros Foundation. What was the result of this? Of course, the state, who wanted to show up the how democratic is he, they begin a prestige fight with the Soros Foundation, and fortunately, the Hungarian Cultural Ministry and after the municipalities of Budapest, for example, they made lots of grants to show up that not only the Soros Foundation, but we also, we give you money and go ahead. So it was quite ambient at this time, and it goes on, it goes on. So the Soros Foundation based a yearly festival for the studio theaters. So it, studio theaters, you know, each of the big national theaters all over the country, young artists, myself also, I was young at the time, so we found a very strange place in the old theater building, for example, and it was an official state theater, but on the attic of the actor's house, which was an extremely bad space, so it gave an incredible possibility for performances and the imagination of the space. So state theaters had studio theaters, and all the alternative groups was working in alternative ways. So the Soros Foundation and the state foundations both didn't make any differences between the state productions and the independent productions. So it was again somehow another purely good stuff that the state had already a quite good foundation to work off. So I remember that in the 85 production of the Soros-funded alternative productions, some 28 was stately, so not independent productions. So it shows up that the differences were not really terribly large. As you see, the other is that after the changes, really the economics in Hungary a little bit for 5-6 years was in a development. All the industries died, buildings became completely empty and slowly ruining. At the same time, the new factories began to sponsor the art, and to rebuild some of the old factory buildings, and very, very interesting, really, what they did. In the institutions, I told the Soros Foundation Theater Program and the National Cultural Fund was made up at 93, and Municipality of Budapest Ministry goes from now. Just in this year, and this is maybe the end and the beginning of a new era, in 2009, the new performance law opened, and in this, we made an order that the 10% of the officially funded theaters must be go for the alternatives and independent theaters. So each year will be an amount of money, and the 10% of this will go for the alternatives for over. So this is a good point, I guess. Okay, now I will speak first about the formations of the alternative movements from the beginning of 90s. Lots of So, you know, it is so fantastic that in 93 already, so just 3 years after the change, already began an alternative theater festival in Szeged. It is in south of Hungary, quite close to the Serbian border. And from this time, imagine that almost for 10 years, an alternative theater festival, international and very famous, it is a basis of it. And after this, they made lots of organization, and it is one what I really, receiving venues, we translated this. So the buildings which were changed or built for hosting productions. And so many talented and very, very enthusiastic people was behind to organize this. So I will show you first a few of these buildings. So the first is the Merlin Theater. It is in time order. So in 93, a group from the Kaposvár Theater, maybe you know that Kaposvár was the most famous Hungarian state, or not state, the most opposition, but stately had a theater, so it's always dislike in Hungary. So he came up from this theater, Tamás Jordán, after just recently he was the head of the National Theater, but he quit, so he's quite an alternative person. So he found the old Truffle House, electric change house of the municipality building. The building was made by a very good Hungarian architect in the 20s. And so they changed it for theater. This is the entrance of the Merlin Theater today. And this is not only a theater, but it is a place, an agora, to meet musicians, like a club life. And you will see, I have different pictures. This is the staircase and always some performances all over the building. So not just the theater works. The theater, absolutely free black box. So you do anything you want. So these are the club life in it. This is the other side where you can eat all day. It is open. And one of the performances, a very young group who just began to make up new productions recently. The next is Mu Theater. It is a good story. I just chosen some very characteristic ones. The Mu Theater originally was a party house from the 50s. So, and then it became cultural house for the area. And in 91, very, very enthusiastic people who died last year, and everybody was really in big. So he was really great, and he changed the building for alternative movement theaters. There is an exhibition hall, a club, and a studio. So imagine the hall is basically a studio. It's not bigger than this room, and they have another small room also for a newly based theater. This is the entrance, and how can I show? So the right hand of you is the exhibition hall. It's very small but very friendly, and changed every year like the children wants to. This is the small room where a studio and a new formed theater is working. And this is one of the performances of them in this small room. The next is Sirály, which means seagull. Seagull was a bookstore in the downtown of Budapest, and a group of young artists, and this is something very new and very important, that the borders between the art fields completely disappeared. So musicians playing in like actors, the painters playing like music, the actors are musicians and writing plays. So this is the place. They have a cave theater, and otherwise it's a community place for each artist. So painters, musicians, dancers, actors, playwrights, philosophers are working together. So this is the life there. And this is the cave theater down there. And they give really possibilities to everyone who wants to try. Truffle is the, basically, I guess, the best of everything. And it was a end of 19th century, beginning of 20th century, so 1903, something like this, but I'm not exact, I guess. It was a truffle house, really, and it was in ruins. And in 95, a young fellow, George Szabo, who is the, how to say, he's the angel of the alternative movements. He's not an artist, he's an organizer. And he organized and rebuilt this building. And, you know, in our countries, it's not an easy job. And now it is the center basically for the dance and movement theaters. So go inside. This is the room. As you see, it can be changed any form, in any form, and very simple and incredibly, incredibly good. This is it's the exhibition hall in the cave. And what happened? Okay. So the next is an interesting spot. It is on the boat. The name is A-38 because it comes from Russia. And here is he. The name is Artyomovsk 38, and it is again a spot. There is a theater, a large room where you can do theater and concerts, and of course there are places to eat and drink also. You see, can be seen the difference between Trafo and this, so it is not a place for create mostly, but they host persons and productions. And this is a different one, and that's why I had chosen to see the differences. It is a political stuff which is coming. So this is the Millenárisok. At the millennium of Hungarian state in 2000, the government of the time decided to do something very important politically before the election. It is the same government who stopped the building of the National Theater in the middle of Budapest. And I'm jumping a little bit, but you will understand my intention of it. So now if you come to Budapest, in the middle of the city, but really in the middle of the city, there is a big hall. The big hall means that the four levels of the basement of the planned National Theater was already built. Just the government changed, and just because political reasons, they stopped the building of the construction of this building, and they made a beautiful marzipan cake as National Theaters far away from the city. The same government, and you will see it is not something bad. So I'm just very criticist with this government, of course, but at the same time I must say what they did with this. It was a 19th century factory of electricity and trams. And in my childhood already, so it's quite a long time ago, so 40 years ago already, it was in ruin and nobody used. And you see here the cursor is going. You can see the cursor? Yeah? This building was before, of course, an assembling building, and they changed it for the theater. So this is the theater with a opener theater before. This was before the small hall, and this is the big hall. They connected the two with an exhibition hall, and then there is the first, the oldest building of each, which is the accepting hall. So when you enter, you go through this, and some concerts and exhibition can be there. Okay, so now we go closer to it. Just I wanted to show you that how the assembly is. So this is the small where you are accepted when you enter. Beautiful industrial building, and just as an architect, I am so glad that something is there. This is the park. And this is the theater building closer. Oops. Now we left it. Just I wanted to add that because the political background, no alternative theater goes there. Imagine this incredible place, beautiful buildings, but the spirit of the birth is there, and even today, it belongs to the politics, so no independent at all from the politics, and beautiful place at the same time. Okay, and for the last part, what I decided not to read my paper to you, because you can read it if you want. So I would show you a few companies, all my, how to say, so, you know, about 25 companies I went through in the last 20 years. And I made some points, how can I choose the best ones? And I made, okay, talent, okay, work, it's not always there. And the philosophy, what you are working for, so the intention of the company, and ability. So many times you see that actors are dancing, dancers are speaking, and it is not always professional enough. So altogether, I made shortly that no more than 3 can be chosen. I made it like this. And now the 3 which was the best from this point of view I mentioned, you will see a little bit them. The first, I won't speak a lot because this belonged to Barbara's speech. I speak only about the building. But I must say this is the most interesting group between music, fine art, dance, and normal theater. And they are working as it possible, honestly and independently and deeply responsible for themselves. Wonderful company, really, but she will speak a lot about them. This is the building of them. It's a huge, large industrial building, and somehow imagine that the owner let them to be there free. Just there is always the sword above them that in the next months you have to leave. And he always says, the head of the group, that, you know how good is it? We feel that we have a deadline, always. So it gives them an energy. So it's a beautiful building, but in ruins. This is an inside. I just wanted to show that they can make anywhere audience and stage. Of course, there is no stage and no audience. It's obvious with them. And this is the entrance of them. And this is an inside space where different levels, they can do different productions at the same time. And the beautiful space. So she will talk about, I won't take her. This is one of the set of one of the productions. We were sitting in front of each other in these chairs. Okay, Studio Ka. It is very cute. But they really, so you will understand, I hope. So on the human level, the head of the Studio Ka, Tamás Fodor, began his theater career in 71. So this Studio Ka lived through everything because of his incredible personality, honesty, and openness for everybody. So at the beginning, after the change, so I won't say the story of his theater before the change, just after the change, he founded the new theater of him on the name of Studio Ka, which goes back to Kafka's Ka, in a cave quite in the center of Budapest, in underground. And already this place was, okay, a very small studio theater, but it was a place to go. So friendly, like a flat. So I told that he made a run from the cave on the street. Now they are on the street, and they opened this is a window to the street, but everybody can enter, and they talk with them, and they do workshops with the children or with you if you want to. So they open to the street, now we enter, and this is the place. So I hope that you can see there how human, how friendly it is. The audience and the stage, it can be changed in any form. And you see that children are now in the audience. The best of them is the puppet theater, and this is the most famous what they are doing. And not saying that the other adult productions are not good, they are still very good. And this is the room when which opens to the street. This is another guest room, and you can just sit down and read there, waiting for the performance. And then the last, but not at last, this is Kreta Körvat. I guess lots of you have heard about this company. Fortunately or unfortunately, I couldn't really find the pictures what I wanted to show you, because Kreta Kör, as you told, and it's really from my heart, that for the 7-8 years until the company was working as a theater company, the first 3 years we were fighting to find a place. There was an electric factory, and there was an old movie we wanted to have. And slowly but surely, when the planning of the buildings began, the dictature of the building came through, and the decision after 4 years was, no, we will find always the places for the productions. And now what I will show you first, it will be the Nibelung. What is the name of this Lakó Park? Residence, Nibelung residence, yes. Nibelung residence, of course it is based on the Nibelung myth. And what they found out, under the Buddha hill, under the Buddha castle, there is a huge labyrinth of caves, which was used after the First and Second War as a hospital, an army hospital. And so they went there, and it is there. Nibelung. You see, what is this? A whole wall from the red cross boxes, you know, these metal boxes from it. Here also, but it is a huge room with 200 hospital bed in it. And it is still there for 50 years. This is another room for the operation. And of course we had to move after the scenes. This is on the corridor. And this is the big room with the bed. Do you have an impression about it? Okay. Blackland. So Blackland was, and it is one of the most important productions of Kreta Kör, about the absolutely immoral and terrible political situations in Hungary. But you could laugh all over the tragedy of it. What I decided, they made it in a first. The method of working is that in groups, you have a team, three of you go away for a half day and do something yourself. And from these scenes, they constructed together the whole performance. And then they moved it for a classical theater form in the Millenáris theater. So you will see a video where you can see it on the Millenáris. And then once in the old Soviet soldier house in Szentendre, so the first video will be when they are on this Soviet army house. The voice is not good yet. And now we'll come the next, so this is...
내비세핀 영어도 이뤄도 기회란 배를 내 기초다 때때 기초다 지나서 대할 때 보였어 꽃이라서 Fekete öltöny, UV-szűrű dízel, kemény a kiképzés, senki se ízel. A jósa gonosz harca örökre eldül, ha zsírdök és kinyűdök, akcióval lendül.
Fekete és fekete,
orancs
és orangza, minden
a fekete, the next and the last one is two sites from Wojciech. One, it was in Netherlands, on an island, in Terschelling, if somebody knows this alternative theater festival, and then you will see it in a theater room, in a set. The theater is a studio theater, of course, and this will be the last one. To summarize that, this is my son who made it, not me, of course. make a summary. So maybe you know that yet, that Kretaker says the theater activities, so they are not working anymore productions, because the aim to move the whole society, if it's possible. So very interestingly, the first production of them in 95 was in a culture house, and the whole company tried to push a wall, and it was the final scene of pushing the wall. And it is very funny, now they are working. It is a laboratory house, and they name it, it is 600 square meter, and they are organizing different community activities, performances through the city. And the last part of the series of these community events, they made a series of performances in this flat, where they built in a very small room, they painted red the whole walls, and very small seats were done for children, like a theater and goldish frames. And in the middle of the stage opening, they broke a big hole. And we have seen everything through this hole. You don't understand? No? Do you understand? So between the two rooms, they painted the arch of a theater opening, and they broke the wall, and we have seen everything which happened, a real life inside, front of a mirror. And we've seen everybody playing in it from the mirror. So from the wall to the breaking the wall, I would say, for Kretaker, and now they are looking for the new forms to change the society and the human being. Thank you very much.